All right, so today we're taking a deep dive into VMware Tanzu Platform 10 and what it means for companies who are either thinking about Tanzu or already have it. And we've got a bunch of different sources here, press releases and some articles, and we've even got some notes here from Capstone IT Solutions, who you might know as VMware by Broadcom's Tanzu Partner of the Year.
Oh, wow.
So, pretty cool.
Impressive.
Yeah, they clearly know their stuff.
Yeah.
So let's just jump right in, I guess.
Yep.
So what is this Tanzu Platform 10?
Well, it's a big moment, I think, for Tanzu.
Okay.
This isn't just a little update. It's a big change
Okay.
in how we think about developing cloud native apps,
Okay.
especially with Gen AI
Yeah.
becoming so popular.
It seems like it's a fusion of like Cloud Foundry and Kubernetes.
Yeah, it
And trying to
is.
streamline the app development
No,
process.
exactly. And it does it really efficiently
I
too.
see.
One of the most interesting things I saw was the 70%
Yes.
reduction in the infrastructure footprint.
Okay, so what does that actually mean?
Well, for one,
For like,
for a company that already has Tanzu.
yeah, like a CTO who's already
Yeah.
bought into this.
Right. Well, it could mean some real savings on their cloud bill,
Right.
but it's more than that. It means
Okay.
faster deployments, less complexity, and
Makes sense.
more time for innovating.
Yeah, less time putting out fires. It's more time building the next big thing.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's really cool. And then,
And if you're a company that is thinking about Tanzu,
right.
well, this makes it even more attractive. I
Okay.
mean, you can get the same power,
So
but for less.
less cost up front. Yeah.
Less upfront. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
So we've got the
Yeah.
efficiency, but
Right.
the sources also talk about like the developer experience. What's
Yeah.
new there?
So they've really tried to make this platform developer friendly,
Okay.
especially with this new layer of abstraction they have across Cloud Foundry.
Okay.
You can imagine bringing new apps to production, including Gen AI apps, with
Okay.
way less friction.
Yeah, because they're bringing that CF push simplicity from Cloud Foundry over to Kubernetes, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They're bridging that gap
Okay.
between those two worlds,
Okay.
making it easier for developers to manage and deploy their apps, regardless of what environment they're using.
Okay.
And there's a speed boost.
Okay.
Spring applications can launch 30% faster,
Wow.
thanks to something called class data sharing.
Now, I'm not a developer, but even I can appreciate how much faster development cycles can impact the bottom line.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, time saved in development is money saved.
Yeah.
And that could even be a competitive edge,
Right.
getting features out to market faster.
Awesome. Okay, so we've got this platform that's lean and fast and made for developers, but there's this other big thing,
Yeah.
right? Gen AI.
Yeah, that's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
Tanzu Platform 10 doesn't just like acknowledge Gen AI, it really embraces it.
Okay.
We're seeing built-in support for VMware Tanzu AI Solutions, which means easier building, binding, deploying, and even scaling
Wow.
Gen AI applications.
So that's huge for companies that are looking to use the power of Gen AI,
Yeah.
but don't want to start from scratch.
Exactly. Instead of trying to use a bunch of different tools and frameworks,
Right.
you
Yeah.
have this platform that was designed
To do
to
it
do it.
from the ground up. The
Right.
security is always a concern,
Yeah.
especially with something as powerful as Gen AI. Do the sources say anything about that?
They do. VMware is really pushing these enhanced security features,
Okay.
specifically for LLMs.
Okay. So companies can explore these cutting-edge AI capabilities
Right.
and feel a little more secure about it.
Exactly.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
So we've talked about how this new platform can be a game changer for companies that are either using or thinking about using Tanzu.
Right.
We've only just scratched the surface here, though.
Yeah.
Stay with us
Yeah.
as we dig a little deeper
A little
into
different.
some of the more nuanced aspects of
Oh.
Tanzu Platform 10 and what they
Yeah.
really mean
Okay.
for your business.
You know, one thing that I thought was really interesting was this multi-foundation visibility.
Okay.
It seems like VMware gets that a lot of big companies have a Cloud Foundry spread out,
Oh, God.
across different data centers and even regions.
Yeah, that sounds like a nightmare to manage.
It does, but Tanzu Platform 10 is trying to solve that with this one place to see everything. So
No.
you've got all your foundations, all your apps, their health utilization capacity, all in one spot.
So you don't have to keep jumping
Yeah, you have
between
to.
different dashboards. So it's like giving IT that bird's eye view of
Yeah.
everything Tanzu.
Exactly. And if there's a problem,
Okay.
They've even got like real-time application logs
Okay.
right in the platform.
So no more like digging through log files.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, I bet the IT teams are going to be so happy
I
about that.
think so. Well.
And it seems like they're really focusing on making things simpler
Yeah.
for developers too.
Yeah, they've got these pre-configured and validated configurations for data engines like
Okay.
MySQL or
So
Postgres.
less time setting stuff up and more
Day.
time actually building.
Right.
Yeah.
And that efficiency carries over to security too.
Okay.
Tanzu Platform 10 now has like these plug-and-play FIPS libraries
Okay.
in Tanzu Spring, so
Oh.
it's easier to bake in that real-time security that
Mm-hmm.
meets those government standards.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So you mentioned before how VMware is extending that
Yeah.
like CF push to Kubernetes. For someone who's not like a Kubernetes
Yeah.
expert,
Yeah.
what does that actually mean?
Okay, so Cloud Foundry has always been
Just
known
clear
for
this.
being simple.
Okay.
You can deploy apps
Right.
with a single commander
Yeah.
AFE push,
Right.
and the platform takes care of everything else behind the scenes.
Okay.
Now, Tanzu Platform 10 is bringing that
Okay.
same ease of use to Kubernetes.
So it's making Kubernetes easier for developers who maybe
Exactly.
were a little intimidated by it before.
Exactly.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. And to make things even better
Okay.
for Kubernetes-based development, they've added Helm-based support
Okay.
for COTS applications.
Okay.
So you can manage like those commercial off-the-shelf software components
Right.
right alongside your custom apps, all within the same platform.
Okay, so it sounds like a very comprehensive platform
Oh,
catering to
yeah.
both Cloud Foundry and
Well,
Kubernetes
yeah,
users.
exactly. And it lines up perfectly with this
Okay.
move toward platform engineering.
You know, I've heard that term a lot lately. Can you kind of explain that for people who might not know?
So it's all about making this self-service platform
Okay.
for developers, giving them centralized, standardized tools and processes
Right.
so they can work on their own.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, the organization can still
Yeah.
have consistency and control.
So instead of like each team doing their own thing, they have this common ground to
It's
build upon.
exactly. And Tanzu Platform 10 fits right into that model.
Okay.
It gives you the pre-built platform, the components, the support for Cloud Foundry Kubernetes,
Right.
Gen AI data services, all of it.
So IT teams can spend more time actually driving business value instead of having to build and maintain their own platform and that
Exactly. I
stuff.
think it's a really smart move
Yeah.
for VMware, to tap into this
Yeah.
platform engineering trend.
And that's where partners like Capscone can
Yeah,
really
and
help.
again, they've really invested in understanding this platform and platform engineering best practices.
So if you're really serious about Tanzu Platform 10, having an expert like Capstone
It's invaluable.
seems invaluable.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so before we move on, I want to go back to something we talked
Credits.
about earlier, these LLMs, large language models. It seems like integrating these VMware Tanzu AI solutions is a pretty big deal.
It is. This is where Tanzu Platform 10
Okay.
could really change
Okay.
application development.
Okay.
By including these AI solutions, they're making LLMs way easier for developers to use.
You said earlier that this could let Java developers use LLMs without having to learn Python. Can you talk more about that?
Sure. So if you think about it, to use LLMs, you usually need to know Python.
Okay.
I mean, that's the language for AI and ML. But there are so many apps out there
Yeah.
built using Java.
Yeah.
So there's this barrier
Okay.
between these two
So
worlds.
Tanzu Platform 10 is like
Yeah, it's breaking it
somehow
down.
break down the barrier of getting.
Exactly. VMware is giving these built-in APIs and tools within
Right.
the platform. So now Java developers can use these powerful AI features
Okay.
without needing to become Python experts.
Okay, so now we can have these sophisticated natural language processing capabilities, right, in Java apps.
A whole new generation of apps
Yeah.
that can understand and respond
Wow.
to human
It
language.
seems like VMware is really trying to push things forward,
They are.
blending AI with app development in a way that we haven't seen before.
Definitely.
Okay, so this has been really interesting. I think it's time to wrap up. Our deep dive into VMware Tanzu Platform 10. Okay, so we've spent all this time talking about the details of VMware Tanzu Platform 10. And it's clearly a platform that's got people talking.
It does.
But what does it all really mean for companies?
Well, the big thing is that Tanzu Platform 10 is more than just a bunch of new features.
Right.
It's really a strategic response to how app development is changing.
Okay.
We're talking about a platform that addresses efficiency and giving developers the tools they need and integrating AI.
We talked about how it can reduce infrastructure costs, streamline development, and even open up these new AI-driven apps.
Yeah.
But just like with any technology, it's all about how it's implemented.
Exactly.
And that's where a partner like Gapstone IT Solutions can really help.
Yeah. As VMware, Broadcom's Tanzu Partner of the Year, they're in a unique position to guide companies through this whole process.
It seems like they really get not only the technical side of things, but also how it all impacts the business.
Exactly. They understand that it's not just about using new technology, but using it to reach your business goals.
This has been a really interesting look at Tanzu Platform 10.
Yeah.
But it makes me wonder,
okay,
is this level of Gen AI integration going to become like the standard for development platforms?
Good question.
Are other companies going to do the same thing?
Well, I think if VMware can prove that Gen AI is valuable and easy for developers to use, then I think it could set a new standard.
Okay.
We might see other companies trying to integrate AI in the same way.
That could change how we develop software and lead to a whole new generation of apps.
Exactly.
For anyone listening who's interested in that. Learning more about Tanzu Platform 10.
Yeah.
Check out Capstone IT Solutions.
Right.
They have the experience to help you navigate this new world and get the most out of this platform.
Absolutely.
You can find more information about Capstone IT Solutions and what they do with Tanzu on their website.
Right.
We'll be sure to include a link in the show notes.
Great.
So remember, things are changing fast in app development.
Yeah.
Platforms like Tanzu Platform 10 are a big step forward.
Yeah.
Embrace the change.
Yeah.
Explore the possibilities and stay ahead of the game.
I love it.
Thank you for joining us for this deep dive into VMware Tanzu Platform 10.
Yeah.
We hope you found it helpful and interesting.
It was great.
Until next time.
Yeah.
Keep learning.
Definitely.
Keep exploring.
Yeah.
Keep innovating.